Hey guys, I'm Clemente Stood and welcome to The Artist Shire. In this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you 5 lessons I took from the book The Richest Man in Babylon. Now, this is a book written by George Clason. A few years ago, I decided to pick this book up. And then a few weeks ago also, I decided to just glance quickly through the book. No, I did not read everything in there, like from cover to cover. I just read my notes and the sentences which I have underlined. This book is a classic, all right? It's a classic on personal finance and wealth creation. I do believe personally it is the guru of gurus when it comes to wealth creation. Everyone in the business world recommends it. Though this is not a photography book, photographers who wish to learn about personal finance and wealth creation can take a few points from this book. Understanding shutter speeds and focal lengths and apertures and ISOs, these are just techniques. These are a part of what you need to learn to become a successful photographer. It is not just the photos alone that will make you a successful photographer. But then, what you learn about business, what you learn about finances, is what will be able to skyrocket your photography business. So today I'm going to be talking about how the principles of finance in the book The Richest Man in Babylon can be applied to your photography business. Now, the first principle from the book, which applies to photography business, is start to fatten your purse. This book emphasizes the importance of saving an amount of your income, ideally at least 10%. How do you save from every photo session? Now, this is what you do. You take 10% out and save it. Save and do what you want to do next. Like, do what you want to do with the money or whatever you have left. But then first and foremost, save 10% of your income from every gig. Most photographers I have had conversations with do not have a problem with landing clients. Though a few do, they have a problem with keeping money, the money that comes to them. Sometimes it's either they do not understand revenue, they do not understand profit, income, expenses or cost. And this is also crippling their businesses, you know. But one thing I realize is that most photographers are interested in every new digital innovation. The new phone comes out, they want it. The new lens and camera comes out, they want them. And without realizing this habit is keeping them broke and cannot make them save. So what do you do? Like I said before, start saving 10% every time you photograph a gig. If you are hungry enough for financial freedom, then you will want to do more than a 10%. You want to go for 15 to 30%. If you are single, you have no family, you stay with your mom or something, then bro, you can hit 50%. Save a portion of your income. That is what the first principle is about. That is how you fatten your purse. The second principle is control your expenditures. This means that you need to be mindful of your spending and prioritize your expenses. The book encourages readers to invest their savings wisely and diversify their investment. Photographers can apply this concept by seeking out investment opportunities such as purchasing equipment or investing in stocks and carefully considering the potential risks and rewards. The best way to invest in yourself as a photographer is through information. Pay for information. You will not realize how necessary it is until one day you notice that you lost money because you did not know A, B, and C. Invest wisely. When it comes to purchasing equipment, especially, always think long term. The photography industry is not a place to spend money carelessly. How old is the Canon 6D? It's quite old, and I still see some photographers here in Ghana rocking this bad boy and are still creating stunning images. Recently, I borrowed a Canon 6D from a friend and then created an image, and it was very good. I used that with a 50mm. Now, people are still using this camera and a cheap lens and are creating stunning images, winning photo awards, and also they are putting smiles on the faces of their clients, which is very important, making your clients smile. Think about what that new gear is going to add to your business. If it's not going to be a huge difference and you're not going to be using it consistently, that's the key word here, consistently, it will just be better for you to just rent it. Do not purchase a thing you will not be using consistently. Now, the third principle is to make your gold multiply. This means that you need to invest your money wisely and make it work for you. As a photographer, you can invest in education and training to improve your skills and increase your income potential. Now, you can invest in courses on Coursera, on books, you know. You need to learn how to make your gold multiply. What I do is that as a photographer who knows a lot, not too much, I'm not a guru, I'm not the best, I might just be one step ahead of you, which is what gives me the authority, I should say, to teach you what I know, all right? And I think it is best that way because I am not teaching you a thing, or I'm not years ahead of you, I'm just probably a few weeks ahead of you, a few months ahead of you, and I just want to teach you what I know, and it's going to bring you value. So as a photographer who is in the teaching industry as well, what I do is that I write books, I record these episodes for you so that you can gain value from this. So now, making my gold multiply would be that publishing books on Amazon and then you purchasing them will make me an income while you also derive value from that and also make an income the way it fits you. So one thing again I want you to notice is that as a photographer, you need to learn to live within your means. Now, living within your means is not just about creating a budget and sticking to it. It is also about not purchasing what you don't need to impress people you do not even like and people who do not even care. But nevertheless, stop purchasing non-essentials. Now, I cannot tell you what is not essential to you, but I'm sure you do know what is not essential to yourself. Keep subtracting until you are good with the few and essential things that you need to make the best images. The fourth principle we can derive from this book is seeking out opportunities. The book encourages readers to seek out opportunities for wealth creation and be open to new ideas. Photographers can apply this concept by seeking out new clients, expanding their services, and exploring new avenues for income generation. This is self-explanatory. Reach out to people, network, attend workshops, and offer whatever it is you ought to offer to bring a client in, to bring a client walking through your door. That is what you want to do. Do everything possible to win that client. Last but not the least, take action. The Richest Man in Babylon emphasizes the importance of taking action and putting your plans into practice. Now, what do? You set financial goals, develop a plan to achieve these goals, and then take action to make it happen. In the end, it all comes down to taking action. You do not need to read about muscles to gain muscles. You read and then you act. Action is where results are found. Again, I'm going to repeat that. Action is where results are found. I have read many books millionaires and billionaires have recommended, but I'm not one of them. I'm nowhere being a millionaire or a billionaire. Why? Because I did not implement the things written in the book. If you want to stand out, all right, if you want to stand out as a photographer, as anybody at all in life, then don't just be a reader. Stop being an observer and start doing, and you'll notice. All right, what you ought to do is that you start doing, and then you'll notice exponential growth in your life and business. Building a successful business and wealth creation all comes down to habits. Now, by applying these principles, photographers can achieve financial freedom, success, and stability in their careers. Thank you for checking out this episode. If this brought you value, I'm certain you'll love my books on photography on Amazon. My name is Clement Eastwood, and do well to share this episode with other photographers. And please do not forget to subscribe. See you in the next episode.